Okay. So what's the difference between excess concentration and absorption concentration? Upacara samadhi and apanna samadhi. What's the difference? In excess concentration, the five jhana factors. You know five jhana factors? Vitakka, vichara, piti, sukha, ekagata. Application of the mind, sustained application of the mind, joy or rapture, happiness, and one-pointedness. These five jhana factors. So in the excess concentration, these five jhana factors are not well established. So because these five jhana factors are not well established, sometimes they are weak, not stable yet, not matured yet. So they are weak. So sometimes when you pay attention on the breath, then the mind may fall into bhavanga state. Bhavanga state is a state that the mind is very, very peaceful, but not sleepy. It's very peaceful, but you lose your object. You lose your object, you are not aware of any object. Only feeling very peaceful. This is called bhavanga state of mind. Many people experience this state and yet do not know this state is called bhavanga state of the mind. Because lacking mindfulness, then the mind falls into bhavanga state. So, in excess concentration, the five jhana factors are not so strong, are not so firm and matured, so the mind falls into bhavanga state. But if you keep on try to balance the five controlling faculties, then gradually, from the excess concentration, you reach jhana concentration. Jhana concentration, then your mind just sinks into the nimitta, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, without break. When your mind sinks into nimitta and attain absorption, jhana, you cannot hear the sound. There's no thought at all. You cannot hear the sound. If you can hear the sound, it means that you are not in the jhana. But there's another occasion that in fact you are in the jhana, let's say for 1 hour. After 1 hour, you hear the sound. Then after that, you go into the jhana again, you do not hear the sound. So, but because you are very new in this concentration practice, so you may think, oh, in the jhana, I hear the sound. In fact, it's not true. You may enter into the jhana. Your mind absorbs in the nimitta, and you enter into jhana. Once a while, the mind just emerge from the jhana, and at that time you hear the sound. But very quickly, you pay attention to the nimitta again, and you go into jhana again. So, we only can say, you go into jhana and emerge, hear the sound, then go into jhana again. But if you say that in the jhana, I hear the sound, it is not true, completely wrong. One mind moment only can take one object. So one moment, the mind only take nimitta. How can a mind, hearing consciousness, hear the sound? If you take the nimitta, also hear the sound, there's two mind moments at one time, that's impossible. Okay? So after you absorb your mind sink into the nimitta for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. You don't feel any pain on your body because your mind is deeply absorbed. With no pain at all. So it's very pleasant. But after emerge from the jhana, you feel pain everywhere. Because you lose the concentration already. So those who can sit very long, why they cannot feel the pain? Why they can sit so long without pain? Because the mind is fully absorbed on the jhana, on the nimitta, if he practices anapana. Okay. So in a jhana, after 3 hours, they say 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, you absorb in a jhana. After emerging from the jhana, you want to check the 5 jhana factors. So then after emerging from the jhana, you pay attention to the heart area here. Try to look for Bhavanga mind door. In this heart area, you will find something like mirror, very transparent. If you find here in your heart area something like mirror is very transparent, then you come back to the breath, come back to the nimitta again. You come back to the nimitta again. If your nimitta is, let's say, your nimitta is triangle, the form of triangle. Everybody is experienced differently. If your nimitta is triangle, then you look at the heart area here, Bhavanga, my door. This triangle nimitta will appear in here, will appear here, in the Bhavanga, my door. If it's the round Bhavanga, round nimitta, then here appear the round nimitta, exactly the same. So if you can find the nimitta appear in the Bhavanga mind door from this place, you should try to discern vitakka, application of the mind. What is vitakka? Vitakka, application of the mind, means placing the mind on the nimitta. You can feel the mind is placed on the nimitta. Then if you can feel the vitakka, then you try another, the second jhana factors, vichara, sustain application of the mind. So you can find, you can feel the mind is sustained on the nimitta. This is called vichara. Then the third jhana factor, piti, rapture. The mind becomes so interested on the nimitta. This is called rapture. And you may feel all the goose pimples, the body will become so light, like floating in the sky. Or all the current, like electricity current, go through the whole body, like bubbling and so on. This all this experience are the manifestation of piti, rapture. Then you also will find the fourth jhana factor, happiness. And the last one-pointedness. Concentration, one-pointed, the mind is so well concentrated. Unify of all the mental factor onto this nimitta. So from this here, Bhavanga Maido, you can feel, experience all the 5 jhana factors. Then you are sure you are in the first jhana. So after first jhana, you should practice few days continuously. Go into a jhana, stay long, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, and practice few days continuously. Then after that, you go to 5 mastery of first jhana. To proceed to the second jhana, you have to learn the 5 mastery of first jhana first. If you do not learn the 5 mastery of first jhana and try to go to the second jhana, you may lose the second jhana as well as the first jhana. But I think it's too far for me, to talk about the second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana, because somebody is still struggling with the breath. So I think this should be enough. If you have any question about any point which you are not clear, then you may ask.